The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Nathan, I need you to get the round of applause ready for two people. But one of them is a multi-talented Australian vocalist and songwriter who kicked off her solo music career in 2021 after leaving her position as one of Australia's top Afrobeats choreographers. She's teamed up with Sean Kingston, yes, the same bloke who rose to fame in 2007 with his hit single Beautiful Girls, for what people are calling, me, collab of the year.
Huge.
With their brand new hit, It's My Life. And to chat to us today as well is the co-producer of that track. Please welcome the show, Lahaini Rose and Benjamin Enrico.
Oh,
welcome, guys.
How are you guys doing?
Thank you.
We are good. Lahaini, let's start with you. How have you been? What's been happening at the moment? Have you been traveling much? Have you been staying local? Or what's been going on?
I've been traveling like here and there. Honestly, like a lot is happening every day at this point.
Yeah.
Like Ben would just give me a call, be like, oh, this and this is today. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Right. So Ben, you're in charge of the Lahaini's calendar then, yeah? Is that how that works?
Yeah, pretty much. And it's,
but Lahaini, are you saying that Ben's organising too much? This is an intervention and we're going to tell Ben to strip it back.
Yeah, Ben, I think you need to pull it back. You're overworking me. Like, I need to relax.
Yeah. Lahaini's like, let's call the interview now. It is done. Thanks for coming in, guys. Appreciate it.
Weird, because Lahaini messaged us and she's like, boys, can we do the interview at the beach? It's a great day, which we would not have been mad
well,
about.
She, with some cocktails.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, she is from the Sutherland Shire in Sydney, so but we, maybe we head down to like Allura Beach or something like that.
100%. Yeah. Enjoy the weather.
Yeah. No, sorry, no.
Yeah, no, we're going to Northies.
No,
no. Okay, guys, let's talk about the new song. I mean, it's available now. You can go and get it. It's called It's My Life. Let's start with you, Lahaini. How did this come about, or was it a phone call from Ben?
Honestly, it was a phone call from Ben, like quite literally. Like, I met him through a mutual friend.
Sure.
And I think like he heard my last track and he liked it. He liked the sound. And he was like, I think I have a track that you'll sound good on. And I was like, sure, why not? Like, I never say no to good opportunities, of course. And yeah, now we're here, so.
And
so,
did you know Sean Kingston was a part of it?
No, I had no idea. Like, it wasn't planned like that.
So, right. So Ben, talk to us. So how did you, talk us through the track. You've got the track, you get Lahaini, then Sean Kingston involved. Tell us the story of it.
I heard that Sean was coming to Australia for the Juicy Festival.
Yep.
Yeah. And I thought, okay, here's an opportunity to actually book him for an after party. That after party didn't end up going ahead. And then I sat down with Sean and his team and said, hey, look, you know, we've got a bit of a, you know, because I've actually paid him for that.
Yep.
And then I said, hey, look, can we, you know, work something out? And then he goes, I told him, I said, hey, we're about to drop a track. It's My Life. You know, it's got a good bit of flavor to it. It's got a good summery vibe.
Yeah.
You know, I got my artist, up and coming artist, Lahaini on it. And then he heard the track and he goes, dude, this track is dope, man. Like, I reckon I could feature on this. And I said, yeah, okay, let's do it.
Right, wow. So, I mean, Lahaini, so when did you then find out that Sean was going to be on it as well?
Well, Ben just texted me. He's like, hey, I think Sean's going to be on the track. I was like, wait, what?
Oh, huge.
Yeah, and then, you know, everything's a process. So I was sort of like just sitting on it for a bit and just making sure everything fell into place. Like, right until the last second that he recorded on the track, it was like, is he going to be on the track or not?
Yeah.
And then when he recorded, I was like, oh, I can breathe now.
It's a long time not to breathe. So well done on holding your breath.
Yeah, Lahaini, really good at holding her breath. Yes. She hasn't breathed since the moment she walked into the studio,
exactly.
Which is so impressive.
Lahaini, can I ask, how hard was it to make that transition from being a dancer and a choreographer into a singer? Is that something a lot of dancers want to do? Like, I'm be a great singer.
You know what? Like, I've been told, like, a lot of people that can dance, they can't always, like, sing and things like that. I didn't even know that I could sing until I started writing music.
Yeah, really?
Wow. Yeah, like, initially I just was writing, like, raps and stuff. I didn't know I could sing. And then the guy that was recording me was like, why don't you just try singing? And I was like, oh. So at the start, I didn't sound that great, but you know, I practiced and that was good.
Were you like a shower singer or a car singer or nothing?
You know, like I tried to sing in high school. I did. I was like, you know, doing music and stuff. But the thing is, like, people think that they can't sing because they're not taught like the keys and stuff.
Yeah.
But as soon as you get that, a lot of people can sing, you know.
Okay, let's not say anyone can sing.
A lot of people.
I would like to put my hand up and admit that I'm one of those people who can do neither.
Yeah, I mean, so, I love Nate. I love him, but he definitely cannot sing. Well, there's no amount of lessons.
Lahaini, we know you can sing, you can dance. If you Home and Away came knocking, could we see Lahaini? I mean, you love the beach. Could we see Lahaini, Palm Beach, she can sing, she can dance, she can act. Well, what do
yeah,
you think?
Yeah, you know, like I always, because I used to model as well. I still do model. And for me, it was like I just wanted to be an actress and a model. But then the music thing just happened as well.
So have you done any acting or anything before?
I've done like commercial stuff. I haven't done like a proper show and been like a main character.
But that would be a goal.
What about you, Ben?
Talk it into his existence.
Much modelling, Ben? Or?
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.